I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll. Recently, I took a trip out to a museum that's been around for about 20 years in an Oklahoma City home, but has just moved to a nearby new facility and is prepared to open anew this week. The subject matter of this museum is a particular animal, but not one that's really thought of as iconic to Oklahoma like the bison. It's a bit smaller.
The Latin is Columbolivia, and that's the bird we're talking about. If you say a dove, people are saying, well, what about the mourning dove? And there are ringneck doves and things like that. They're the same family. It's called Columbiform, but not the genus and species.
In other words, pigeons. Or as Sandy Bates calls them in Stardust Memories.
They're rats with wings.
No, it's probably... And that's the problem. When Woody Allen said that in his movie, that's when things started to change.
The problem American Pigeon Museum and library curator Lori Montero refers to is the decline in popularity of pigeon keeping and related sports, and the prevalence of the view of pigeons as nothing more than a nuisance animal.
I'm not going to blame Woody Allen's movie, but it seemed to change when those words came out. It was probably changing at the time. I mean, people look at any wild animal as being dirty. So you see pigeons, and there's so many. And if you have a whole bunch in one place, they're all pooping in that same place.
Interestingly enough, poop is part of the reason the pigeon is believed to be the first bird domesticated by humans.
Because it is a social bird, when groups were starting to settle and they domesticated grain, it was an easy way to find food. But because they were so comfortable around humans, I mean, obviously not right away, but because they became quite comfortable, a relationship started and different civilizations and started building what we call dovecotes. The bird was a food source, but also the droppings were so high in nitrogen that the crops would grow really well. And in ancient Egypt, the richer people would have guards around their dovecotes because they didn't want anybody stealing it. It was more important to them than gold at that time because it was so high in nutrients.
Pigeons have also been used for communication throughout history, including in the United States military. United States history has several winged war heroes.
Our military history is the biggest part of the museum, in World War I and World War II. And one of the big things we have is it was donated to us is the World War II military mobile loft. Pigeons were trained out of these lofts, and the infantry would either carry pigeons in baskets to the front lines or behind enemy lines. Planes would fly them and drop pigeons behind enemy lines, and that was the way they could get their messages through. Because they, even though they had radios, either there was radio blackout or they weren't always reliable, but pigeons are 95% reliable.
Today, pigeons are still kept as pets for sport and for show.
We have fancy birds. We also have birds called rollers and tumblers. Those are exhibition birds like the fancy birds where they either fly and they tumble backwards, and that's what they're judged on in competitions. And there's some that actually don't fly and they just roll on the ground. And then the other that goes along with it are the ceremonial birds. White doves are actually pigeons for the most part, and so we have to include that. The people that built this, there's two groups of pigeon fanciers, as they're called, and one are the racing. Their national office is right next door, the American Racing Pigeon Union. They also have a group called the Fancy Pigeons, which are show pigeons. And they are bred to certain standards. It's just like the dog show, you know, there's certain standards they look for. These pigeons don't look, a lot of them do not look like anything like the racing homers, which look like the wild pigeons that are outside. They've been bred over time to look a certain way, but they're all the same genus and species.
Montero herself is relatively new to the pigeon world. She took over the museum in 2012 and is now an avid supporter of the often misunderstood bird. Montero opens the new museum building this week to coincide with a major event for pigeon fanciers.
The National Pigeon Association, which is the fancy group, are having their national convention here from the 16th to the 18th. It's at the Cox Convention Center, and anybody can go.
For KOSU News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll.